goes, I've been asking very nicely. Don't call us, we'll call.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So it is officially our fun drive. That's what we've got going on right now. So here's what you can do to help us. And this is what the intent of this entire, week or so, February 6th to February 13th. Today just happens to be the 12th. So you can donate some money. You can do so by just going to donate to CITR.ca or just go to our website, which is CITR.ca. And you can do like a one-time donation or however that works for you. And there are prize tiers if you donate money. So, for example, if you donate $35, you will get a Disco Bomb enamel pin. There you go. Disco Bomb enamel pin. That's actually really dope. I'm looking at it right now. It's actually super cool. There's an assortment of very cool things you can sort of get rewarded with your money, if that makes sense. I'll continue my little, foray down Fun Drive Alley. And there you go. So all kinds of things. Now, my name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. If you do choose to, donate some money to us, please make sure you indicate Sam Squanch's Hideaway, because, that is your favorite show, right? That is what's happening. Now, I'm normally every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8, but because it's special programming, I'm here tonight just until 6, so 5 until 6. And my show, if you're not aware, is just anything I like, mostly in the vein of indie rock. Sometimes I play hip hop. It used to be all Canadian music, which is where you get the Sam Squanch from. That's a character off of, the classic Trailer Park Boys. That was Bubbles. He thought he saw a Sam Squanch while he was, I guess, living in his trailer with his kitties. So there we go. Now, in case you're wondering who that was the band out of Sydney, Australia. They're called The Death Set. They were formed back in 2005, and I think they're still going. I think. Anyways, the song we heard is called, well, the album we heard the song from is called Rad Warehouses to Bad Neighborhoods. It was released back in 2008. We heard Negative Thinking. That is what we heard. So there you go. Now let's continue on the musical journey of ours here. Let's take a look here. What do we got next? Oh, let's play some Fiddler. I love Fiddler. I'm just kind of winging it. It's been a very, very crazy busy week for me. I'm working like two jobs, just nonstop. And that's fine. These guys, Fiddler, are pretty awesome. These guys are out of California, SoCal, and they're pretty, they can be heavy. They're pretty punk rock. What do we know about these guys? Well, they're a three-piece, and they are out of, yeah, that's right, SoCal, so LA in particular. Initially, they went under the name Fuck the Clock, as referenced in their song Cheap Beer. Now, the band's name is an acronym for Fuck It, Dog, Life's a Risk. There you go. Now, as much as these guys sound pretty juvenile, they could be. Their stuff is actually quite good. We're going to hear something off their new album. It's called Surviving the Dream. And the song that we have coming up right now is Hurt. The station, of course, in case you're like, what is going on here? This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're located on the campus of UBC. And as mentioned, here we go with Fiddler.
Two, one, two, three. I know I'm not perfect, and I changed my mind. Too much for you to understand. I know I'm not worth it, that's why I'm getting high. So much that I can't even stand. 'Cause life moves fast. If you don't watch it, it's gonna stab you in the butt like a drug addict. And I'm gonna get burned. You won't find love if you don't get hurt. You won't find love if you don't get hurt. Delayed. die. I don't know why I give a damn, 'cause life moves fast. If you don't watch it, it's gonna stab you in the back like a drug addict. And I'm gonna get burned. You won't find love if you don't get hurt. You won't find love if you don't get hurt.
That is so good. That right there, folks, is Soccer Mommy. And I just love that song. Soccer Mommy has a new album out, and it is entitled Driver. That's the title track right there off the album that was released about 5 or so months ago. And I'm bringing this up now because Soccer Mommy actually is playing here. I've never seen her do her thing at the Vogue on March 4th. So I'm feeling I need to go. There you go. That is Soccer Mommy out of the States. I'm going to say she's from Tennessee. And before that, we heard something from Fiddler. Now, it is Fun Drive, right? So my name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And if you don't know this, all of us here at the station are volunteers. None of us gets paid. In fact, we have to pay for our parking, pay for our way to get here. But we love it. We love it. We love CITR. We love having the ability to be on the airwaves. And maybe you want to be one of us. Maybe you want to come down to the station and volunteer. It's not hard. Come on down and you can get yourselves started. You can do some demos. I think that's what they still do. And get yourself a slot. And point. Fun Drive Week. It's Fun Drive Week. So we're hoping to raise some money to, for example, digitize our new website. We've got a lot of things we'd like to do, such as expand the physical distribution of the Discorder. So that's a thing. So as well as the Discorder website, we want to work on that. And if you don't know anything about the Discorder, it's like a publication that comes out for no charge. It's free. And since I moved to this area in the late 90s, yes, I'm very old. I would like just pour through the Discorder. Like, I'm like, oh my God, let me find out what band is happening. What's going on? What's local? What's not? And the Discorder has so many good features, so many good writers. Back in the day, I actually took some photos, got those published in the Discorder. I think I did do a review. And so there you go. So that's part of our fun drive. Now, you can easily donate money. Yeah, it's not hard. It's not hard. Just go to our website, which is citr.ca, and you'll find the link. Or you can simply go to donate to citr.ca. And depending on how much you donate, you can actually get prizes. It's very cool. Like, what do I like? I think I kind of want this pin. You can get a Disco Bomb enamel pin for $35 donation. Or check this out. You can get, what do you got here? $500 gets you a Disco Bomb felt vinyl mat. Look at that. We are nonprofit. We are non-commercial. And we've been running since 1937. How crazy is that? Our goal is 20,000, so maybe you can help. I don't know. We'll see. But at the very least, just enjoy the music, guys, right? I'm going to play something that I really like. This is a song called Come Down. This is a joint effort between Waves and Cloud Nothings. I love both bands. When I first heard the song, I was like, what? This is a killer. So anyways, this was released, however, back 10 years ago, and it's just like timeless. Cloud Nothings are out of like Cleveland. Waves are out of, I believe, San Diego. So they're SoCal as well. I've seen Waves and I've seen Cloud Nothings, as a matter of fact. So I really hope that you like this. This is the song Come Down. You can find it on an album called No Life for Me. And let's just take a listen. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is Anita B. And please help our station by donating here. Fun Drive.
Yeah.
something wrong creeping into your life. There's something wrong creeping into your life. Falling, falling.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You got them big dreams, you wanna get out of here. You're sick of being stuck in the apartment. You're strapped for cash and, well, you don't know where to start. It isn't easy with the price of living, but oh, I know it's coming round again. Another birthday and another year older, oh, I know it's coming round again. Full of broken hearts, can you be holding on any tighter? Just take a breath and get out of this place. I know you can, just get yourself together. Oh, I know it's coming round again. Another birthday and another year older. Oh, I know it's coming round again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We just heard something from Black Honey. Those guys are out of Brighton, England. We listened to the song, I Like the Way You Die, excuse me, from the 2021 album, written and directed. Now, before that, we went down to Australia with Amel and the Sniffers. The song is Big Dreams off their new album, Cartoon Darkness. That was released in October of this past year, so still counts as new. It is 5:34. It's very exciting because it is Fun Drive Week. And this is all of our opportunities to maybe get prizes. That could, you know, entice some of you guys with donations. And it's our opportunity here at CITR to hopefully make some money to meet some of our objectives, you know. Like, for example, we are looking, well, at least the Discorder is looking to digitize their new website, as well as preserve our new physical archive. How cool is that? And I'm just going to read the little blurb. It says here, thanks to the hard work of our resident archivist, JT, and the newly formed Archives Collective, how cool, this space is already up and running and ready for visitors. This investment will ensure that our physical copies, the physical copies of the Discorder, will be properly housed and safe to browse. Like, how cool is that? That takes a lot of work. So there we go. So lots of things are happening. If you're interested, you can simply go to donate to CITR.ca or just go to the website, CITR.ca, and you'll find the links there to do your thing. And let's see, what else can you win? What other kinds of prizes for you winners out there are available? Well, let's take a look here. If you donate $125, you can get a Kindling CITR FM toque. This is a very fire-looking toque. Yes, it is. And look at this. Hey. If you host your own show, if you do, $1,000. You can host your own show. But not just that. You will also get donor wall recognition. So you'll get your name on a wall. That's cool. So there you go. So did I tell you we heard Black Honey? I think I did. Yeah. Okay, I have like 24 more minutes. This is a special time slot for me because it is Fun Drive week. And normally my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is alternating Wednesdays, 6:30 until 8. So I will be back starting to alternate a week from today, if that makes sense. I've been off for a bit. I got injured. I won't go into details. If you know me, ask. It's a crazy, kind of a scary story. I was in the hospital, but I'm fine. I'm now fine. Thank God. And then something else happened. I think I was out of town or something. So it's been a little while, but it's really nice to be back. So there we are. So let's listen to some more music, shall we? What else do we have? I don't know. What do you guys think? How about... I'm in here. Sorry, I'm talking to myself. I'm in here. I've got this. I seem to be on a female sort of kick here. Oh, no. Here we go. I've been thinking how I haven't played this song in a while. And it's borderline country. I'm not a huge country fan unless it's like classic old school country. But this is Jason Isbell in the 400 Unit. This song, Death Wish, really, really hit me hard when it came out a couple years ago. And we got to hear it. This is now Jason Isbell, in case you're not sure. Jason Isbell is formerly of the band out of, I'm going to say, Middle America. Drive-By Truckers. Yes, Drive-By Truckers. Now, when I say Middle America, he's actually from Alabama, which is sort of South Central America. And when I say Green Hill, Alabama, where is that? I'm such a big nerdy fan of maps. Of course, I have to pull it up. It is like Northern. Yeah, so Northern Alabama. And fun fact, I used to go to school in Louisiana. That was interesting. I loved it. South Louisiana. So yeah, so let's listen to Jason Isbell of the Drive-By Truckers, formerly. And this song you could find on the album Weather Vanes. And it's, like I said, it's just so beautiful. All right, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Again, it is Fun Drive Week. Please donate. Come on down to the website. Just go to CITR. You'll find it. And in the meantime, let's listen to some Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit.
Did you ever love a woman with a death wish? Something in her eyes like flipping off a light switch. Everybody dies, but you gotta find a reason to carry on. Oh, and did you ever catch her climbing on the rooftop higher than a kite and get a winner in a tank top? Baby, but I won't leave you alone. The night was young once, we were the wild ones. All we had to pay attention to the violence. Anything could happen, but nothing ever really did. I wanted action, she wanted answers. Sunrise with the dealers and the dancers. Takes a whole lot of medicine to feel like a little kid. Oh, did you ever love a woman with a death wish? Something in her eyes like flipping off a light switch. Everybody dies, but you gotta find a reason to carry on. Oh, did you ever catch her climbing on the rooftop? Who's left to pray to?
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That is Jay Dilla. He is from Motown. I love Jay Dilla. He's so great. He sadly passed away at the age of 32 in 2006. Now, of interest, they just did this in Detroit for his birthday. And that is, they declared February 7th, that was 5 days ago, as Jay Dilla Day in the city of Detroit. And it was, would have been his 51st birthday. And very even, I can't talk. Even cooler is that they've actually named a street after Jay Dilla. So the street is actually Nevada Street. And it's the sign is at the corner of Nevada and Charest. I think it's Charest. It's on the east side of Detroit. And I also happen to own a house in Detroit. Not there, but in the city itself. So I know Detroit quite well. I'm actually from the area. I'm from Windsor, but I went to school in Detroit, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, this means a lot. This is very cool. If anyone knows Detroit, it's a super dope city, and it's really, it's having its renaissance. And Jay Dilla is really, he represents. It's kind of crazy. He died of natural causes, if you're not sure. I don't remember what it was now off the top of my head. I think it was like some sort of, like, I'm gonna say he had a disease. Anyways, much beloved in the Motor City. Okay, it is what is it, guys? Fun Drive. That's excuse me, what it is. That's what it is. And this year's, I almost said season, this year's Fun Drive is like a disco theme. It's all disco, and it's very cool. Whoever did the graphics, it's Disco Inferno, Discorder. So please make your way over to, if you can, donate to CITR.ca and drop us a few bucks, because this station, if you don't know, is actually nonprofit. None of us get paid. And you can get prizes. So I've been talking about all these different prizes depending on the amount of money you you donate. For example, $70, you can get a Discorder pennant. It's a Discorder pennant. It's got a goat on it. It looks like the devil, so it looks really cool. lots of cool stuff. It's like, it's a very, very awesome time here at the station. So please help us. I've been doing my show here at CITR since, I'm going to say 2003. That's about right. What year is it now? I don't even know what year it is. It's like, is that actually 22 years? Yeah, I've been here forever. And in fact, you know who gave me my tour? So I got the tour of the station back in 97. I guess I was too busy to do whatever. I was busy. I was in a band. I was touring. I was doing all kinds of stuff. Going to teacher's college, I think. I don't know. And point being, it was good old John Ruskin. It was Nardwar. Nardo at our old station, at the old sub, who gave me the tour of the station. And I felt so special. I was like, oh my God, it's Nardwar. And it's so funny. I've known the guy for like, I don't know, well, since forever. And he's the kindest, nicest, coolest dude. And I just know him from the station. I know him as being like a local kind of celebrity, you know, aficionado to the max. Also, I don't know what's going on with his band, but he is in the Evaporators. He's like the key feature of the Evaporators. If you've never seen those guys live, go do it. And my point, however, I have a point here. And that is like kids, like I teach high school. My own kids are like, they think Nardwar is like the coolest. Like the young generation, these kids are like, he's a rock star. Like he's like a huge celebrity. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, I love Nardwar. He's like super cool. So there you go. This station is that launched Nardwar, the human serviette. Okay, so please donate money to us. Nardwar doesn't get paid either. Okay, it's 5:50, which means I'm out of here in 10 minutes. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So we're going to continue listening to music. Speaking of Nardwar, we've got Mint Records. We've got Cub. I've got Cub happening right now. And that is from the album Come Out, Come Out, which was released back in the 90s. Cub really, really did influence myself to play music as a female. They're a three-piece girl band. And Mint Records, one of Mint Records' earliest bands. And Mint has released not just the Evaporators, but the Smugglers and this and that. And my point is, in fact, Lisa Marr from Cub has played. I'm going to say she did play some shows, I'm almost sure, with Evaporators. So Lisa had been, I'm not sure where she's at now, but she had been local, of course, Vancouver, and then lived in like the LA area doing some stuff down there, some creative stuff, and then maybe back and maybe back and forth. I'm not sure, but I just know that I love Cub. And this is actually a cover. We're going to hear something from the Go-Go's. We're going to hear Vacation, right? So let's tune into this. Enjoy it. And I've got only a few more minutes until I'm Gandhi. So here we go. The station CITR 101.9. Did I say 101.1? 101.9 FM Vancouver. Cub. Here we are. Thank you. That right there is Cub from Come Out, Come Out. Now, I did not mention the most obvious CITR connection, and that is that all three girls from Cub, you've got Robin Iwata, Lisa Marr, and Valeria Fellini, had actually met while doing shows here at CITR. How fun is that? They were alma mater at UBC. And sadly, just about a year and a half ago, Valeria Fellini died. How sad. She was the kindest person. I'd see her at shows. She was like super goth. She was almost like a female like Robert Smith. Very cool. It was very distinctive. English. And she died of Parkinson's. So that's really sad. All right. Okay. Now it is 5:55. I think I'm going to play us one more song. We're going to hear something from another Canadian band, Wolf Parade. Those guys are out of Victoria. They are no longer. They might be alive, but the band is no longer together. And this is one of my favorite songs. This is, I believe, off the 2005. I mean, I know it's off the album Apologies to the Queen Mary, but I believe it was released in 2005. We're going to hear Shine a Light. And just a classic. So that is that. Now, as I'm about to take off here, and you're about to listen to Wolf Parade, please, please, please donate some money to us. Go to donate to CITR.ca. It's our fund drive week, and we're hoping to raise $20,000 for some really good causes. This is a nonprofit organization. None of us get paid, and we've been around since 1937. So please, that would be super helpful. And in the meantime, as you get your checkbooks out, we got a little Wolf Parade right here happening on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Anita B. My show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, will resume in its regular time slot a week from today, 6:30 until 8. And it alternates every second Wednesday. This here, again, is Wolf Parade.
for upgrades around the station. We're looking to redo our antenna and broadcast better waves to the ears of people listening out in Vancouver area. Without further ado, we're going to get right into the set. This is my first time mixing vinyl live, so we'll see how it goes. Bear with me if it if it doesn't turn out the way I want it to. But yeah, let's just get started. Here we go. All right, let's see here.